Hi, and welcome to the Digital Enhanced Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Rowell, and I work at London South Bank University as an academic developer. This series explores all things to do with learning, technology, and social media.
Okay. Hi, Serena. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Chris.
All right. Great. Hiya. How are you doing?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm based at my home office at the moment in Ealing.
Okay, and you know where I'm phoning from the elephant, the glamorous elephant and castle in South London. Okay, I'm going to ask you about your chapter in a second, but before I get into that, just to set a little bit of context, just want to ask you a couple of questions about yourself first. So, I know this, but what's your actual job and what do you do in your job?
So, I'm an associate lecturer at LCC, which is London College of Communication, part of UAL.
Okay.
And I'm also a visiting lecturer at GCU, and I also am a graphic designer, art director. So I have various roles, but sort of my main sort of teaching really happens at LCC.
Okay, what do you actually teach?
So I teach on their BA advertising program.
Okay, and what's the, you mentioned you're actually, are you a kind of, I'm actually going into a field I know very little about, but when you say you're a graphic designer, what does that mean as well?
Sorry.
You did designing things. I mean, these are for clients.
Really what my industry background is, trained in graphic design and visual communication and worked for a number of years in industry, so working for design companies and then later on in advertising agencies,
okay.
Sort of as a senior art director. Working on campaigns and things like that. So broadly speaking, a background in branding, design and advertising, I'd say.
Okay, is that when you first got into social media or is that a more recent thing?
Social media, I think I was, interestingly, I didn't realise this, but I got an email a while ago saying it was something, I think it was an anniversary of LinkedIn.
Right.
In there, they'd said that I was one of the first 200,000 users. I'm not sure how many users they have now, but I know they've got, you know, millions.
Wow. Yeah, it must be millions. Yeah.
So that was probably the earliest thing that I did, but that was many years ago, maybe 16, 17 years ago, maybe even more than that.
Wow.
Okay. So that was the only thing that I really joined. Facebook, I've never really been a big fan. And Instagram, I've been using for the past sort of 2 or 3 years, and Twitter for about 7 or 8 years, I would say.
Okay.
Twitter I do like, actually, because I find Twitter's useful for keeping up to date with news and industry and anything interesting that's happening. I think it's really helpful, actually, for me personally, to sort of remember if I found something interesting, I'll tweet it so that I can go back and see.
Right.
And also it's helpful for students. I always tell students my Twitter ID so that they can follow along, because I usually tweet about things to do with advertising or design or brand management.
Okay. What's your Twitter handle if anybody wants to follow you?
Oh, sure. It's SGDesign5.
Okay. All right. Okay, right. That's all. That's kind of interesting, actually, because it sets a little bit of context for the next few questions, which is more to do with the chapter in the book. So, you've obviously been using social media as part of your teaching on the course. So, first of all, could you maybe just talk about the course that you used it on? What type of students are they, and what they're actually studying?
I've always used Twitter, but this sort of in relation to the book chapter, I thought it would be useful to do a sort of experiment. So beginning of last term, from sort of September 17 to December, I spoke to the program team on the BA advertising program and asked if we could set up something a little bit more in the realms of social media that the students could tap into. So first of all, Instagram, and secondly, Pinterest. So we ran that as a sort of, for the first time, as an experiment to see how it would gauge sort of engagement with the students, because these are platforms that they're already really familiar with.
Okay.
We figured that actually they might find it really comfortable and it might be a helpful way for them to engage with the content of the program. So what we did for the Instagram was that we actually set a lot of the assessments that were reflective journals, things where they kept a diary of their progress.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping it in a formal book, we decided to make that Instagram posts. So as part of the assessment, they had to do these Instagram posts, and they had to do at least 10 in the term and then write a caption underneath. So the caption was their reflection and then also their progress, like their sketchbook, but on Instagram. And that was really interesting because they had to do it. It happened. So that was really good.
Okay, so they were assessed on it, yeah?
Yeah, so that was really good. And they took to it straight away because most of them have Instagram accounts. But we asked them to set up a private one, right, just for the university work, a separate one. So not private, but a separate one.
Mm.
And yeah, that was really, it was quite an interesting exercise because they had to engage with it. And then obviously there's a formal LCC BA advertising Instagram page as well, which they could use the hashtag for. So it was all linking up with that. And then if we had any guest speakers or we had something interesting going on, that was all, it would all link back. So it kind of organically grew. So that was quite good.
Okay, so how many students in total was that?
So we did it across the program, actually, for the Instagram. So I know all of the years we're actually doing something on Instagram. So there's typically about 100 students in each year group. So about 300 students.
300 students who are all doing this. All right. So, okay, it wasn't just you who were doing it.
So for Instagram, that was broadly cemented, but for the first time. And then the other thing that we sort of focused on was the Instagram for the first years to see if it would help them engage with the content a bit more. Okay. And Pinterest is brand new as well. So that started in September.
Okay.
And I set that one up. And first of all, I made it private because I wasn't sure, you know, because it's students who could post on it. And then I realized actually quickly that it didn't really matter because Pinterest is other things that you pin. So yeah. I made it public, so I made it easier for the students, and I invited them all to share. And some of them did actually follow and actually make an account, and others who already had a Pinterest account just start looking at it. So it was helpful in both ways. If they wanted to be a little bit more active, they could. If they just wanted to passively look at it, they could. But with Pinterest, that one was far more, the idea behind that one was to create a visual scrapbook, if you like, for students to look at because they're creative students.
Yeah.
And it's a really creative course. So these students are going to either become art directors, copywriters, or they might go into account planning or planning as well. But generally, the emphasis is, you know, obviously creating campaigns. So I just thought that Pinterest was the ideal place to post best of sort of examples that they could go and look at and get inspired, because that's something that we've noticed, that students generally, unless we're showing them things, they're not as actively looking enough, actually. We often tell them, look around, you know, look at ads, look at more ads, look at books. Yeah. It's quite hard for them, especially if they're brand new and they're 18, 19 years old. They may not have seen a lot of really good quality advertising.
Right.
So this was like a good idea to just post things that we thought were good and then encourage them to post things that they thought were good.
Right.
And it just helps with their sort of visual understanding of what a good layout is, for example. Why an ad is funny, why it's witty, or there's a twist to it. It just helped them have a place to go and look.
Okay. Well, so what was the students' reaction to these for you asking them to do these sort of things? Were they really engaged with it, or was it like, were everyone? I mean, was it a very inclusive thing? Did everybody get into it, or was there any people that didn't want to engage with it at all?
I think whenever I got the opportunity, I'd show them the Pinterest. So if I was doing a lecture that day, I would show them the Pinterest board and sort of encourage them to kind of go there. And also look at other sites as well. So, you know, the DNAD, which is the a big organization for designers and art directors, to go and look at things. But for engagement, I think it has helped. And actually the ones that were actively looking and participating in that and sharing, they actually seem to grasp concepts much quicker.
Right.
So from that perspective, it was quite helpful.
Okay. And this was something that you, I mean, obviously they were using their Instagram accounts, you were showing them your Pinterest boards or what have you. Was this something you were actually doing in the semesters or in the classrooms with the students, or was it sort of running in the background type of thing? How did it actually work?
When you say running in the background, I guess the Pinterest was always there for them as a resource.
Yeah.
And with the Instagram pages, though, that was kind of twofold, because we have the official one, which is the LCC VA advertising one, which was kind of the students could follow it, but they couldn't post on it.
Mm.
And the students had their own accounts, which, of course, they were posting and getting comments from their peers, if you like. And then we were actually marking their Instagram posts at the end of the semester. So that was all completely new.
Okay.
And actually it seemed to work really smoothly because they are familiar with the platform.
Huh.
And it seemed to make sense as well, given the media's moving. And if you look at the advertising space, how it's moving into interactive, digital, social media, and we're seeing far and more, it made sense to do it because that's how technology is moving.
Okay. And how was it in terms of, just a practical question, how was it in terms of marking this type of work? Did you have to develop new ways of doing that, or was it, I don't know, how did you just sort of look at their accounts and then have a grading sheet or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. We opened up their Instagram accounts, and sort of as a team, we did a few together, sort of marked them together.
Mm.
And we have obviously it's called OAT, actually. It's the online assessment something.
All right. Is that specific to your institution?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then we marked it together, sort of looking at a few. And then, of course, we were able to mark independently, and then it was moderated at the end again. So everything was sort of seen, but it actually was quite smooth because you could see their reflections in there and you could see the images they'd made. And actually they had made them on paper. So what was happening was they were making them on paper, but instead of keeping a sketchbook, a physical sketchbook, they would just take a picture of it and then put it on their Instagram and then write their comments underneath. So it was a lot neater, a lot less paper, you know, books not getting lost because everything's online. So that was helpful.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, that sounds a success. So looking back on the whole sort of semester and the whole, I mean, you said it at the start, it was an experiment, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the pros and cons? What were the success? Well, let's start with two questions. What were the successes? And then we'll have to maybe look at some of the issues as well. So what would you say, what were the benefits of doing this?
Probably one of the benefits was the embedding it as part of an assessment. I think making it part of what they had to do was really successful. And by using the main hashtag of LCC's VA advertising program, that really helped as well because it generated more content for the course as well. So anybody looking in would be able to see, wow, all these students, you know, really engaging and doing all this kind of work. So if they look at the Instagram page, they'd be able to also then see the kind of things that are going on the course, which is a very nice transparent way to sort of share, you know, what the work might be like, what it's like to be a student there as well. So that side of it, really good. The Pinterest board, I think it's going to keep growing. It's not something that is as social, if you like. It's pretty much something, it's static, that people can post to and comment on. That's about it. But it's helpful for a visual, for a visual course like we have. It is really helpful as a resource.
Okay. What about, I mean, that all sounds brilliant. Sounds like it was really worth doing. But were there any problems or issues or things that you didn't anticipate at all? It sounds like actually your colleagues were very supportive of doing this as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it really came at the right time because it's sort of beginning of the term. I mentioned that I had been invited by yourself really to sort of write something, and it's something that we'd also been talking about, that actually we need to introduce more social media on the course because it's so relevant. If you look at the way advertising shifting, so things like Snapchat, and how they have filters that, you know, that brands buy now, Instagram advertising, how that's so different to TV advertising. You know, the 30-second sort of TV spot doesn't quite work on an Instagram platform, so you have to do it differently. So all of these sort of factors were things that we'd been talking about anyway, and we'd just been thinking we need to reflect a bit more in our course. And when you'd invited me, I said, well, actually, wouldn't it be great if we could do something on the course and just try it and see how it goes? And everybody was quite keen on it. So the Pinterest I sort of set up, and then the Instagram was set up by the then program director at that time. And it's something ongoing, and the Instagram's still there. We're using it still.
Right.
So is the Pinterest.
Okay. So there weren't. Would you say there were any issues at all?
Well, I think the only issue I found is actually that students generally could engage a bit more for the Pinterest because they were invited to share and they haven't been doing much sharing. They've been doing a lot of looking, which is good. And also I think maybe as a department we could share a bit more because, I think there could be a bit more contributions from other tutors as well. But that's something, it's just got started, so keep plugging away and hopefully you'll gain a bit more momentum.
But I suppose
helpful to have, I think.
Yeah, I suppose the proof in the pudding is whether you'd actually would you repeat it? Are you going to repeat it next semester?
It's definitely, it's not. We sort of trialed it to see if it would raise levels of engagement, and we saw that it has. And these were first years coming in. Their work, I think it has had an effect, actually, because they've been exposed to far more visual material very quickly on platforms that they're more familiar with. We have noticed that they're actually, they've been able to get relatively sophisticated quite quickly. And as a year group, they seem to have grasped the concepts of, you know, what makes a good ad quite quickly. So from that point of view, we're really happy. As I said, the Instagram, we sort of, because it was a sort of program level, it went across all the year groups immediately, so they're all using it now. So whenever we say there's a reflective piece of this assessment, it always goes on the Instagram.
I think you've given me a real sort of flavor of the types of things that you've been doing over the course of the semester. So if obviously people listening to this and they want to actually explore in a little bit more depth, they'll have to read your chapter when it comes out, which hopefully won't be too long now. My final real question then is, do you have any other sort of general comments about the use of sort of social media with the types of creative things that you're doing as well? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's just interesting to note as well, just the way the industry is moving. And I think that universities should reflect back exactly what's happening in industry at the moment. It's very hard to do future, but you can, you know, reflect back what's going on right now. But I think from that perspective, use of social media is critical, really, because that's how most people engage in business now, especially things like Twitter. And we're seeing this huge increase in Snapchat. We're seeing Facebook sort of the curve almost on a sort of slightly flattening out now. And definitely within the younger audiences, they're using it less and less because they prefer Instagram and Snapchat. But I think it's critical that we have that sort of connection there, because that's the way technology is taking us, and that's the way advertising is going as well. But not to say TV is not going to happen anymore, because I really don't believe that's ever going to go away. And yeah. I don't believe that print advertising is ever going to go away either. But this is part of the way we live, so it has to be reflected. So I think, yeah, that part is extremely important.
Okay, well, that's a nice little note to end on, the way we live. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for taking time out to have a little chat.
Thank you.
All right. And I will see you soon, hopefully, in starting the new term. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Take care. Bye. See you soon. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dellcast. If you want to contact me about anything in this podcast, you can do so at Chris Rowell on Twitter, or email me at chris.rowell@hotmail.co.uk. Music was provided under a Creative Commons license from Bensound at bensound.com.